It's Monday, August 30th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America.
The intelligence community has provided President Biden with a report on the origins of COVID-19, and it was inconclusive. Furthermore, the WHO team that was also looking into the start of the pandemic warned that time is running out, and it could soon be biologically impossible to obtain the data needed to nail down the cause. Betsy McKay, senior writer at the Wall Street Journal, joins us for the ongoing delays into the search for the pandemic origins. Thanks for joining us, Betsy.
It's nice to be with you.
I wanted to talk about some new developments in the ongoing search for answers to the origins of COVID-19. Unfortunately, the two developments aren't very good news. The first one, this week, the intelligence community delivered a classified report to the Biden administration on COVID origins. This is something that Biden instructed them to do 90 days ago. The unfortunate thing with that was that it was inconclusive. They really didn't settle on anything. And the other one is the WHO team who led the original fact-finding mission there says time's running out on whether we can find answers on all of this. So, Betsy, help us walk through some of this. Let's start with that intelligence report. As I mentioned, it just came out inconclusive, basically.
I would say overall, the situation with searching for the origin of the pandemic has pretty much stalled. The first thing is that, as you said, the U.S. intelligence agencies had been tasked with putting together a report for the president, assessing the evidence. And basically, they didn't reach a definitive conclusion one way or another when they looked at two kind of leading and competing hypotheses. One is that the pandemic virus started spreading in the population after jumping naturally from an animal. The other hypothesis is that it escaped from a laboratory, you know, as part of an experiment or was carried by a lab worker somehow. So no conclusion there.
Yeah. And on the other side of things, as I mentioned, the WHO-led team, they're saying that it could be biologically impossible to get the data that we need to pinpoint the cause of the pandemic. And as we've talked about this before, I mean, you know, China's being very difficult in letting researchers get some data and explore things out there. But I mean, just with the passage of time, you know, it's just hard to get that data from so long ago now.
That's essentially a problem that the U.S. government had, too, and the intelligence agencies, is that trying to get information out of China, you know, key data to be analyzed is very difficult. So this team of independent scientists who were convened by the WHO wrote an op-ed essentially saying the same thing. You know, they put together a report. The report came out in March, you know, several months ago now, recommending further studies. And some of these studies are time sensitive, like looking for antibodies in people who had contact with animals who could have been exposed. Testing the animals themselves. I mean, many of the animals are gone now. China closed the wildlife farms where animals are raised and brought to markets in cities like Wuhan and are a suspected source of the pandemic. And so, you know, these are important studies, these scientists say, that need to be done, you know, testing people, testing their blood, interviewing them, talking with them, people who worked on the farms or otherwise had access. And the more time that passes, the more evidence that disappears. Antibodies wane. And once they wane, it becomes much more difficult to tell if somebody might have had COVID-19 in 2019 or not.
What are we seeing in the way of pushback from China? Because obviously, they don't want something to come down. It's basically blames them and the whole nine, right? They don't want to go through that whole thing. So obviously, their hesitation is, I guess, understandable, you could say. But what are they doing? What are they not allowing? They're not allowing these scientists to come in and do these studies. But, I mean, are they threatening them with something? How's that all playing out?
So normally, in a situation like this, you have a collaborative scientific process. You have scientists around the world working together. This happened with the first SARS epidemic in 2003. After that, the WHO convened a team of international scientists who went to China and worked with Chinese scientists on the ground and conducted essentially an investigation, you know, tested, did all sorts of testing in markets, looked for clues, and then followed up over the ensuing years with studies, kind of zeroing in on the possible origins. They very quickly identified that it probably came from bats and then just kind of did more and more studies over several years. And finally, were able to reach a conclusion. And this has been kind of politicized from the start. From the beginning, China hasn't wanted to disclose information. Scientists haven't been able to work together in the same way that they have in the past. And so, you know, now we're getting to the point where we're nearly 2 years beyond the point at which some of this evidence became, the pandemic may have started. And so it's getting more and more difficult. China, for its part, well, so this WHO team, as I said, has recommended a set of studies that they say need to be done. And that's a team of international scientists and Chinese scientists have recommended these studies. The government, the Chinese government, has said, well, things are done here. No more studies need to be done here. We've wrapped up the inquiry. The investigation now needs to move to other countries where the pandemic could have begun. So China's basically trying to close the door.
Yeah.
And that's one of the big reasons that it has stalled.
And closing the door after 28 days, that's the WHO team only had that long to do their initial phase of their study. So, yeah, it's just unfortunate. Well, you know, it's important to know how this whole thing started. And it seems like we're getting further away from it and time running out. So we'll continue to monitor how all of this develops. Betsy McKay, senior writer at The Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.